So in these days of Anthony Weiner's swift demise from the disclosures that his identity online might be a little less statesmanlike than his identity on the floor of the House of Representatives, it's easy to forget that identity issues, or call them anonymity issues, have been both a strength and weakness of internet culture since its beginning. Take the recent unmasking of Amina Araf, the so-called gay girl in Damascus, who blogged for the last 6 years to a following, devoted following, of persecuted gay people, particularly in the Middle East. And last week, when she was, according to her blog, kidnapped in Syria, the international media went on high alert. But within days, it became clear that Amina Araf was, in fact, not a lesbian, not Syrian, and not even a woman. Amina Araf, well, let me introduce her.
With the blog, I was expecting 5, 10, maybe as many as 20 hits. I looked at it earlier today, and I had 740,000. And that is something just massively beyond any expectation. I like to write, and my own vanity is that if you want to compliment me, you know, tell me you like my writing.
All is vanity. Isn't that what they said in the book of Ecclesiastes? That's Tom McMaster, 40-year-old American man living in Scotland, in an interview yesterday with The Guardian. Well, early on to McMaster's sort of gay girl in Damascus ploy was Liz Henry, a web producer for Blog Her. It's a community for women who blog and use social media. She's a former supporter of Amina Abdullah, the fake author of the blog Gay Girl in Damascus, but was also one of the first in the media to suspect the site was a hoax. Liz, good morning.
Good morning.
It's interesting to me that your devotion to the site was also your window into understanding that this person wasn't who they said they were.
Well, I'm not sure that I was really that devoted. I did read it back in April when the My Father is a Hero post went up, a very touching, very moving post about being threatened by secret police and then her father giving Amina's father giving a speech to save her. That struck me as a very powerful post, and I knew that people would like it. So I did promote that among my coworkers, and we featured it. Blogger.com featured excerpts from that post on our blog. And so when I saw that she was detained, I was very concerned.
And what about your scrutiny of the site and your sort of understanding of the situation led you to believe that this was a hoax?
As I tried to muster support for Amina, I tried to bring her to the attention of human rights organizations and media. I noticed that all the sources for her disappearance and all information about her all came from her blog. So, and perhaps an email interview with her. So that rang a little false for me, because the flow of news naturally would start including more and more details. Even when someone is detained, some family members or someone who knew her would step forward.
How do you reconcile that skepticism, though, with an idea that, well, a person like that would need to be very, very secretive, and so that information wouldn't be available?
Well, that her cousin, Rania Ismail, was the one who logged into the blog at the time and reported her missing, used her full real name and used Amina's full real name, at least claimed to. So a second person trying to find their family member would have no reason to keep that family member's name secret if they were asking for help from the readers of the blog.
We're speaking with Liz Henry, who's the web producer for Blog Her, and we're talking about the blog that was called A Gay Girl in Damascus. Turned out it was written by a 40-year-old American man who lives in Scotland. And Liz, you know, this is sort of, for people who read this blog a lot and connected with it, the same kind of question that faced a lot of people after the scandal over A Million Little Pieces, for example, or Love and Consequences. Does it change the emotional content of the blog, or the whatever it was that people connected with, to find out that the author wasn't entirely telling the truth?
Yes, I think it changes it on a few different levels. It changes it changes people's emotional response, of course, into feeling betrayed, that they thought they were listening to the voice of one person who represents maybe many intersecting identities of someone who's somewhat disenfranchised. And so have a voice, you know, if you share some of those categories, for example, it's like having your voice stolen by somebody who does not have the right to represent you in your reality.
Well, it's completely bizarre. I mean, in this case, the identity was completely concocted. It goes well beyond an exaggeration. We're talking with Liz Henry, web producer for Blog Her. It's a kind of a 21st century moment here. You know, while people are suspecting that Anthony Weiner is, in fact, you know, a slightly perverted character because of his behavior in this fake online identity, no one, of course, is suspecting that Tom McAllister is actually a gay woman. I mean, it is just all over the map in this identity question. What do you think this does to the idea of writing and emotionally connecting online in any context?
Well, I think it's very different from the literary hoaxes you mentioned in that these are people who make real-life connections in a community. So, you know, James Frey wasn't emailing people to develop pen pal romantic relationships, and Tom McMaster was. Tom McMaster developed a serious partnership with a lesbian in Montreal, Canada. So, you know, over time, over months, and they considered themselves partners, and they were going to meet, and then it just turned out to be a complete, you know, a game, somebody being played, and not just personal relationships, but political relationships. So, you know, likewise, the literary hoax members probably aren't getting in touch with gay, lesbian, bi, and trans activists in the Middle East, and trying to form solidarity with them and infiltrate their organizations.
So what does this do to someone who actually would come forward in Syria with precisely the humanitarian complaints that the gay girl in Damascus actually talked about?
I'm sorry, I missed your question.
I mean, there's going to be a need for someone who actually does have the need for liberation that gay girl in Damascus talked about, for supporters to rally to their cause sometime in the next year or so. Are they going to be there?
Yes. I think so. I think those supporters are there and would be there. People would probably be cautious and want people to be vouched for by some chain of life, knowing a person.
Well, Liz Henry, great work. Web producer for Blog Her, a community for women who blog and use social media. One of the first members of the media to suspect that the Gay Girl in Damascus site was a complete hoax. Liz, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.